Education is also front and center at the state level as Governor Tom Wolf prepares to unveil a proposed state budget tomorrow. It will offer new details for his plan on how to increase education spending while also dealing with the state's $2.3 billion structural deficit. In order for Wolf's agenda to pass, which will likely include a slate of new taxes, he must first strike a deal with the Republican leaders who control the legislature. WHYY's Kevin McCrory offers this profile of the state's new Senate majority leader who says he's drawing a line in the sand.
Nestled in the snow-covered mountains of Centre County, a 15-minute drive from State College, Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman's office sits in the tiny village of Bellefonte at the foot of Mount Nittany.
It's a lot of rolling hills in the area, a lot of great fishing and outdoor hunting and things of that nature. Back in the Depression in the 30s, this area continued to do well, sort of depression-proof, because the university was driving the economy, and so therefore it was called Happy Valley.
On the crooked, wooded roads of Corman's district, radio reception is spotty, but the stations mostly cover the three C's: country, conservative, and Christian.
This is what happens when you do not have freedom of religion.
Loving you is fun.
And again, it's a healthy, natural, God-given longing that is a wonderful thing when it's played out in the right way.
Voters in the 34th Senatorial District have been sending a Corman to Harrisburg for nearly 40 years. Jake since 1999, his father Doyle for 21 years before that. Corman became majority leader in November, narrowly ousting Dominic Pileggi, a moderate Republican from Delaware County who held the title since 2006.
Well, look, you know, as a Republican, we've made a living over the years picking on Philadelphia. I don't think there's any question about that. But we're as successful as they are. If Philadelphia is a tremendous, thriving city that has full of opportunity, full of cultural advances, you know, that the communities around the state and around the country want to come see, that's good for everybody in the state.
Corman actually started his college career at Temple University, but graduated from Penn State.
Well, that's a long story. As I like to tell people, I had my fun at Temple and I got my education at Penn State. I'll just leave it at that. When you talk about a rural country boy moving to the big city, there's a whole lot of education to happen there.
Now that he's setting the legislative calendar as majority leader, he says he won't support any of Governor Wolf's proposals for new taxes or tax increases until lawmakers deal with what he calls the elephant in the room.
I'm not even going to discuss new revenue until we deal with the public pension reform. That's the structural problem. And until we deal with that, you know, it's sort of like turning up the heat when you have a hole in your roof. I know that's an overused cliche, but that's what it is.
He says pension payments are too costly to ignore.
And when you had to come up with $600 million new every year for public pensions for our contribution, that ties it like a hand behind your back as far as other investments you want to make.
The modern-day pension debate in Harrisburg can be traced back to a piece of legislation that former Governor Tom Ridge, a Republican, signed in 2001. Then, with surpluses high, Ridge expanded retirement benefits for teachers and state workers, including lawmakers, with the backing of the legislature, including Corman. When the market went south later that year, investment returns took a tumble. This was later exacerbated dramatically by the Great Recession of 2008. All the while, with cash on hand low and priorities elsewhere, the state spent much of the 2000s paying only a fraction of what it was supposed to. Teachers and state workers continued to make their payments, but the unfunded liability grew. In 2010, lawmakers passed a plan to undo the generosity of the 2001 law for new hires and reduce its pension debt over the long term, but the existing liability remains huge. The only way to realize savings in the short term would be to cut benefits for current employees, which many lawmakers find both legally questionable and morally reprehensible. The Corbett administration advanced this plan, but even with Republican majorities in the legislature, it couldn't win enough votes.
It's sort of like you're standing on the beach and a tsunami's coming your way. And maybe you really kind of like looking at the waves for a while, and they're pretty, but sooner or later it's going to hit shore. This tsunami is hitting shore right now.
Corman sees that storm and wants to restructure the entire system, cutting benefits to current employees and pushing new hires into a 401k-style plan. Democrats, Governor Wolf chief among them, say that once the state pays down its debt, the current spike in pension payments will subside. As Wolf looks to raise state revenues through a combination of tax increases, expect Corman to insist on pension reforms as part of any deal. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.